I think one notice, this is a prayer that Rita wanted to share with us all. You'll find it. All right. Well, so at her request, it's a copy of it has been put in your service sheet, loose in your service sheet, so you can take it away and use it if you wish. All right. So thank you to Bruce. Thank you to Rita for this. That is good. Can I just say a thank you to those of you who were able to get to the wedding on Friday? It was a great occasion, wasn't it? Thank you very much. Over to Gilly.
Joy to be there and a lovely time, and it was lovely to see church members there. So I thank you all for that. Praise God. Okay.
It was lovely. Real blessing to be there. Right. So, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
So we have a wonderful message to take out to the world, and I couldn't help but choose. And can it be? Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. And because of that, we are a new creation. And so we're going to go from, and can it be, into I am a new creation.
I'm going to go to the next one.
As we come to prayer today, I first want to share with you that I spoke to Jean last evening. She's still not been able to go out. She hasn't got that much confidence yet. But she's still got a lot of pain. But it's amazing, really, that as we talked, typical Jean, she wanted to know how we all are. She was laughing, and you know, when we talked about pain, and I told her that I hadn't been very stable, we were able to make a lovely chat. And it was so nice to be able to talk to someone who's in a lot of pain and yet can be as nice as that. We're going to pray for her and for Stuart, obviously, later. But I just wanted you to know that although she's not coming out at all at the moment, she loves us. She knows that we're praying for her, and she's been very thankful for the calls and messages that she's had. And she looks forward to the time when she can rejoin us. All right. So let us come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we want to thank you for the world that you have created. A world where you wanted people to live in peace and harmony. And Lord, we know that there are things going on in this world that are not in accordance with your will. We think again of the situation in Ukraine. Oh Lord, we want to see an end to all that kind of violence. We want peace, Lord, to reign throughout your world. And so, Lord, we ask that you would give to all leaders and all people in authority in all countries of the world your guidance and your help. So, Lord, would you guide leaders that they might do what is right in your sight, that they may make their decisions with an attitude of peace, harmony and love. Lord, we pray for a better world. We pray for our own country. We pray for those in authority over us, for our own government, for all who serve in the Houses of Parliament and Lords. And we thank you for our King and the Royal Family. We thank you, Lord, for all that they do in your service. Lord, would you give to us all your wisdom? We love you, Lord, and we want to be people of God. We want to be people that listen to you. We want to be people that accept your guidance. The wonderful thing is, Lord, that you love us. You loved us before we even knew you. Your love is great. Your love is free, and it's there available for each and every one of us. So, Lord, bless this country. Bless your church throughout the world. Lord, we thank you for the church. We thank you for the way that in many places it is on the increase. And Lord, help us to realize that although there might be many denominations, there is only one Lord, and that is you, Lord. And there is only one faith, and that is faith in you, Father, Son, and Spirit. So, Lord, we want you to draw near your church. We want you to help us here in this church. Lord, we long for that base here. Lord, we've been given a piece of ground. May we soon have confirmation of that, and may we be able to go forward and raise money for it to be erected. So, Lord, have your way and help us, Lord. Help us to prepare by giving. Help us to prepare by being ready to volunteer or to find volunteers to work within that base, so that we can work with children, so that we can work with young people, so that we can work with people of all ages, so that we can organize activities that meet the needs, the present needs of people today. And as you know, Lord, those needs are many. The cost of living, the loneliness, all the problems with sickness. Lord, we ask that you would help us. Help us that we might seek always to serve you and do what you require of us. As we think of our own church here, Lord, we want to pray for Rachel, who is a work colleague of Bruce. She's been through a lot, Lord, as you know. And now, Lord, the church that we've encouraged her to go to is giving her what we feel is not good advice. And so, Lord, we pray that you would help her and that church. Lord, Rachel loves you. She wants to follow you, but she knew Christian. She's new to many churches. She needs your help. She needs your advice. She needs your love. She needs the love of the people with whom she mixes. So, Lord, would you answer her present needs at this time? And we thank you for the progress that there has been. We also want to pray for Jenny, that is Rita's friend. She's gone a long way since her first operation. Lord, we thank you for all that has happened, for all that has been successful. And yet, Lord, there's still some way to go. And we pray that you would be with those responsible for her healing. We pray, Lord, that you will work through them, that Jenny may know full recovery. Be with her, be with her family, be with her friends. And then, Lord, we pray for Jean, for Stuart. Lord, be with them both. They've been going through difficult times, but we thank you, Lord, that the work on the roof of their home has been completed, And that's one thing out of the way. But Lord, we pray that you would keep Jean and Stuart safe. Prevent them from falling, Lord. Be their strength. Aid their recovery. And we want to thank you for their daughter who has done so much for them during this difficult time. So bless them both, Lord. Keep them strong in the faith. They love you. They like to know each Sunday what we have done in our worship, how you have spoken to us. And they read that every week. And we thank you for their faith. But we pray that you would aid their complete recovery. Then, Lord, we want to pray for each other. We pray for Richard. We pray that you would continue to use him in your service. We thank you for the way that he leads us in worship. We thank you for Jilly. We thank you for her, Lord, and pray that you would continue to equip her as she leads us in worship. We thank you for her. We pray for her husband and for all her family. Be with them all and be what they require, Lord. Be with Stephen. Lord, be with Rachel. Both of them are looking forward to a partnership. And we pray, Lord, that as they prepare for marriage, we pray that you would undertake for them, that you would guide them, that you would help them with all the tasks that they now have to do when two homes are becoming one. So, Lord, undertake for them. We pray for Tony. We thank you for him. We thank you for his own faith. We thank you, Lord, for the way that he helps other people. And we pray that you would continue to keep him strong and safe. We pray for Brian. We thank you for Brian. We thank you, Lord, for the way that he works among us. We thank you, Lord, for his service at the luncheon club. Lord, he does so much in preparation for that luncheon club every week. And we thank you for him. We thank you for all that he does in your service. Keep him strong, Lord, and be his companion now that he lives on his own. Be with Deborah and Graham. We thank you for the wedding on Friday. We thank you for Jill, the minister at Avenue Church, and for all the preparation that she has organized for that wedding. Lord, we pray that the partnership that they now have entered will be a true and loving and happy partnership. We pray for Stuart. We thank you, Lord, for the way that he comes here. He comes to worship you because he loves you. But Lord, we want to thank you for all the help that he gives to other places also. He loves to worship at Riviera Life. He loves to worship in many different places. But also, Lord, he helps with the homeless. He helps with the organizations that run food banks. We thank you for what he does for food banks. So, Lord, keep him strong. Keep him safe as he goes around. Protect him, Lord, we pray. We pray for Rita. Lord, we thank you for all the love and concern that she has given to her friend Jenny. And we pray, Lord, that Rita herself will be relieved of pain. Pain in that hip, Lord. Oh, Lord, how we pray that there will be an answer to that problem. And, Lord, we pray for Rita on Wednesday as she goes to the hospital concerning a problem with her eye. Keep her safe and protect her, Lord, we pray. Be with Sarah. Keep her fit and strong and safe. Be her companion, Lord. She lives on her own. But we thank you, Lord, for her father now in glory. But, Lord, we know all that he has meant to Sarah. And we ask, Lord, that you would be her companion, that you would be her strength, her healer. And we pray, Lord, that you would help her to continue her discipleship. Then we pray for Eunice and myself. Lord, we thank you for the way that you look after us. We thank you for answered prayer. And we pray, Lord, that we may continue with each and every one of us here to have a wonderful future service for you. And may all that we do in your service as we work for you, may it be for your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mark Drakeford, the first minister of Wales. His wife died suddenly yesterday, that he's going to wake up today. Shattered died after 40 some odd years of marriage with three children.
What's his name?
Mark Drakeford. He was the first minister of Wales.
Mark.
Drakeford. He's the top man in Wales.
Right.
Like Nicola Sturgeon would be for Scotland. Mm.
So, Lord, we thank you for Mark Drakeford. We thank you for all his service. And we thank you, Lord, that he is now with you in glory. And we thank you, Lord, that for all who believe, there is a place with you in our future. Bless Mark and his family. And bless us all, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you up to Jilly again.
So following the theme we've chosen, filled with compassion for all creation, Jesus came into a world that was lost. There was but one way that he could save us, only through suffering, death on a cross. I'm going to go to the hospital.
And now over to Rachel, who's going to bring us God's reading today.
The reading, it comes from 2 Corinthians 5, verses 11 to 21. It is the ministry of reconciliation. Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade others. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than in what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, as some say, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all. And therefore all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Thank you.
So this might be a bit of a spoiler for the message, but we're going to sing "We've a Story to Tell to the Nations."
Sharing our life message. God wants to share His word through us. God has given us, in other words, a life message to share. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, we spread the truth before God as messengers of God. That's a responsibility, isn't it? To be messengers of God. We're not saying what we think. We are His messages. We are His messengers, and it is His message that we are to share. Acts 1 verse 8, Jesus said, "You will be my witnesses." Now, we've been looking at servanthood. We are servants, yes, but we're not just servants. hearts. We are witnesses for our Lord Jesus Christ. So, first of all, number one, our life message includes our own testimony. It has been said that a person's testimony, the person who've come to know and accept Jesus as their Saviour, is often more effective than all that the preacher says. But our testimony, it can rarely speak to people. So, it's the story of how Jesus has made a difference in our lives. That's what a testimony is. Once we come to know Jesus, things change. We live a new life. We are born again, as Scripture tells us. 1 Peter 2, verses 9 and 10, taken as it is in the message, you are the chosen ones by God, chosen to be holy people, God's instrument to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others the difference that he has made for you. From nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. It's put very well, isn't it? That's what's happened if we've truly believed in Jesus and accepted him as our Saviour and the new life that he offers us. As Scripture says, when we do that, we are born again. 1 Peter 3, verses 15 and 16. Be ready at all times to ask anyone who asks you to explain the hope you have. Yes, we're to do that. But we are to do it, it says in that verse, with gentleness and respect. So number one, our life message includes sharing our own independent testimonies, because very often God uses them so effectively. Number two, our life message includes the lessons in our life that we experience with God. The lessons that we have learned since we became his followers. Psalm 119, verse 33, again from the message, God, teach me lessons for living so that I can stay the course. You know, sadly, we probably never learn too much from what has happened to us. But, my friends, we mustn't be embarrassed to share what has happened to us since we came to God. The lessons that he has taught us, the things that he's dealt with in our lives that have made us better followers. Or we might be embarrassed, but we need to share that kind of thing with other people. Proverbs 25, verse 12. A warning given by an experienced person to someone who is willing to learn is more valuable than gold rings or jewelry made of the finest gold. So for us to give something that we have learnt from God to help us in our service for him is extremely valuable. We need to share it. When I think of some of the things that I did before I became a Christian, and then how I had to face the future looking at what I had been, I realized that the difference that God had made was great. And it was the difference that I needed to share. But if I shared what God had taken me from to what he'd taken me to, I had probably every reason to be embarrassed. But why? Because it's great. It's what God has done. And so the things that God has taught us, my friends, we need to share and not be embarrassed. Number three, a life message includes sharing our godly passions. We sung about passion, didn't we, a little while ago? As we grow closer to God, he will give us a passion for something or someone that he cares about deeply, so that we can be a spokesperson for him in the world. Passion that he has for something or for someone. Maybe someone that we find difficult to talk to. Maybe someone we do not like. But God's got a passion for them and we cannot ignore them. We must have a passion for them too. Matthew 12, verse 34. Jesus said, a man's head determines his speech. That's a challenge, isn't it? Galatians 4, verse 18. It's fine to be zealous, providing the purpose is good. Easy for us to be zealous and keen about some things, but are we really zealous and keen to bring people to a knowledge of God's love? I wonder. May we be like Jeremiah, who said this, Jeremiah 20, verse 9. Your message burns in my heart and bones, and I cannot keep silent, Lord. Oh, if that was us. If only that was us, we can't keep silent. I'm so embarrassed. It was a long time ago in London, and I went to the barber's to have a haircut, and the man that was doing my hair said to me, and what do you do? Now, prior to him asking that question, there'd been a lot of swearing. Different barbers were telling each other nasty jokes, and I felt it wasn't a nice place to be in. So when he asked me what I was, what I did, I said, oh, I'm a community worker. Now, you know, I've lived to hate that moment, I suppose. It was a moment when I had an opportunity in a place where people obviously had no thought, knowledge, or maybe respect for God. And I could have said, I am a minister of the gospel. I am a believer in Jesus. Oh, I've learned that lesson now. But you know, I'm never going to forget the mistake that I made in that. And I don't think God wants me to forget it. Because you learn a lesson from the faults that we have. And then finally, number four, a life message includes good news. The good news is that when we trust God's grace to save us through what Jesus did, our sins, my friend, are forgiven, truly forgiven, and we get a purpose for living, and we are promised a future home in heaven. Our sins are forgiven. Yes, they're gone forever. So, my friends, do we let go? Do we feel that they are gone? Do you know, if we can't let go of what God has forgiven us, then we've got a real problem. Because how do we feel about other people who we know have sinned badly, but come to God and had his forgiveness and are serving him out there in the field today? My friends, if they are, if we cannot accept that they've been forgiven, there's something wrong with our theology. Whatever the past, if we've come in true repentance, God has forgiven us, and it's all in the past. Romans 1 verse 17. The good news shows how God makes people right with himself. It begins and ends with faith. 2 Corinthians 5:16. Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all. Yet we need to share that love with all that we can, so that if we, my friends, have been afraid to speak for Jesus, if we've been afraid to share the good news with those around us, then surely we need to ask God to fill our hearts with his love for those people, so that the fear will go away and we will speak up for him. 2 Peter 3 verse 9. God does not want anyone to be lost, but he wants all people to change their hearts and lives. Galatians 4 verse 5. Make the most of your chances to tell others about the good news. Be wise in all your contacts with them. There are so many people out there that do not know God. So many people who do know but just don't want to know. Don't want to know what the truth is. But you know, my friends, my father and I, certainly as a young man, we couldn't get on. And I remember my dad saying to me one day, "Here, Bruce," he said, "you know that church down the road?" He said, "they come to my shop and they ask for money and I gladly give it to them." He said, "but now they've started to come and tell me about the Christian faith. So I've sent them off." He said, "I don't go and help them anymore. I don't mind giving to them, but I don't want their faith." Our friendship with my dad changed very much over the years. And when he'd come down to Slapton here and retired with my mother, he was in many ways a changed man. And we had a great relationship with him, Eunice and I. And you could see how he changed. He believed that a woman's job was to do all the things in the house, including chopping the wood, bringing in the car, everything. It wasn't a man's job, it was his wife's job. He changed completely. He nursed my mother for years. I've still got the cookery books that he went out and bought so he could learn how to cook. But you know, we wonder. We wondered about his faith. And all he did say to us was, "do you know, in unison you," he said, "I found something I've not seen before. Certainly not seen in the rest of our family." And so, see how God speaks through us, perhaps when we least expect it. So then, finally, friends, if anyone is going to be in heaven because of us, can you imagine the joy of greeting people in heaven whom we have helped to get there? Be wonderful, won't it? But to God be the glory. Amen.
It's a wonderful story we have to tell. We're going to sing, again, Graham Kendrick. We'll walk the land with hearts on fire, and every step will be a prayer. Hope is rising, new day dawning, sound of singing fills the air. And that's when we take God's message. But we'll go straight into, after that, Colours of Day. Sorry, Bruce, I've read that long. Colours of day dawn into the mind. The chorus, so light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit, let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus, let his love show.
We'll walk the land with hearts on fire, and every step will be a prayer. Hope is rising, falling, sound of singing, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Lord, help each one of us to be faithful to our calling. Help us to be your messengers. Help us to bring to people the power of your saving love. Lord, help us. Take away fear. Give us courage, that we might stand up for you, that we may not be frightened of telling other people how you love them. For we know it is your will that none should be lost, but all might be saved. And yet, Lord, unless they receive the message, that cannot happen. And so, Lord, we pray that you will truly make us your faithful messengers. And may the blessing of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit be with each one of us and with our families, both now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.